flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. It's the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holtis. Brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's on their stadium where they didn't lose all year. Now they go to another stadium and a dome. The guy that gets me to be a, you know, not wet biscuit, Mr. Mitch Holtis, on a Friday before the big game, the second to last Red Friday of the year. Mr. Holtis, how are you today, sir?
Awesome, man. But it's an asteroid shower. But what a moment! And to get this team has been remarkable in so many ways, and now here we are. And Dusty, I know I've told you to stay focused throughout the whole year. Now I'm going to tell you what Coach Reed would say, and that's, don't peak too soon, Dusty.
That's right. That's exactly right, Mitch. He's trying to peak on a Friday before we even leave for the Super Bowl, right?
Take a breath. Breathe into a paper bag.
Yeah.
That's it, bud. That's it. Don't peak too soon.
Now, you don't want to peak too soon. Speaking of peaking, obviously we're peaking here in Kansas City. Everybody's having a great time. The Nationals media is peaking with nonsensical stuff, and then you're out there just destroying people on Twitter. Do you have yourself a good week, you know, taking the truth to Twitter?
Stay focused, Mitch.
Hey, talk to yourself. The I was working. You know, I work late, and that's when I do my research is in the evenings. And I started to look at all of this, and I'm just sick of the false narrative of the refs help the Chiefs all the time.
Yep.
And because it takes away from this team. It takes away from the greatness of Andy Reid, the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, and what this particular 2024 Chiefs have done. They played every day of the week but Tuesday, only because they weren't asked to play on Tuesday. They played 3 games in 11 days. They have from 10 minutes off walking off the podium in Las Vegas, the pressure, or even internally, they're going, hey, we're going to go for the three-peat. And to do that, they've had to walk through every week since March, and they've done it. And then they get 15 regular season wins, and then here they are. But to have that be somehow tempered down or neutralized from some false narrative just got me angry. And I looked and I thought, well, how many times, and this is the empirical data during the regular season, the Chiefs are 17th in the league. 23% of their scoring drives were aided by a first down on the defense that gave an automatic first down. Well, guess who was first in the league? Buffalo. One-third of their drives were aided with a defensive penalty that allowed the Bills to have a first down on that drive. And, 29 of their drives started in the plus half of the 50. So if we take how many plus half 50 drives were aided, I don't have that number, then you start to get things into perspective. By the way, Philadelphia was 12th in being aided by a penalty. And that started a firestorm. I put it on X/Twitter, and this starts a firestorm both ways. But it's data. It's not some weird theory or some clickbait piece. And people that I respect in this league are falling for it.
Yep.
And it's just disrespectful. It's disrespectful to Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and that,
plain and simple, that's it.
That's been my take all along, Mitch. I've been saying it probably for the better part of a year now. Every time you talk about the refs or something else, you're degrading what Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, like all the hard work that gets put in by these guys, you're not counting that. You're making them feel like they're secondary because you're blaming the referees. You're not giving them that credit. And it happened again yesterday. I don't know if you heard Nazi Johnson on Sirius XM yesterday. He goes, we knew exactly what they were going to do on that fourth down play. We knew their tendency. And then you go back to the blocked field goal against Denver. Like, when you talk about the referees and say all that stuff, and you're not giving this team credit, you're not giving the coaches credit for the hard work that they put in to understand the tendencies of the other team, to prepare their players to know those tendencies, to go out there and win a football game. And every time they mention the referees, I'm like, man, you're just kicking this coaching staff right in the nuts.
Well, I'm going down there, boys. I'm going down with the team on Sunday, and I'm going with guns loaded because I'm going to see some of these guys in the media area, in the media center, Radio Row, and I'm just going to have either private or public discussion about it because it's stupid. The fact that – and then the narrative that they win so many close games. And I'm going to tell them that's a strength. That goes back to the preparation to block field goals or having replacement kickers for replacement kickers doing field goals. I mean – this all adds together defensively how this team is prepared. The other thing I would tell you, and you know the great prophet of our time, the great sage Sean Barber, who sits on top of mountains and thinks of stuff.
This is his Super Bowl, by the way, because it's 59.
It's 59, that's right. And the 03 Chiefs came up last week because defensively we think those guys were trash. Well, The Buffalo Bills of 24 were kind of the Chiefs of 03. And the fact that those Barber and those guys had 37 takeaways. All right. He sent me a Nick Saban quote. But this to me is one of the biggest attributes of the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs. And it deals with mental toughness. I've talked about mental and emotional toughness. And this team has it with an A-plus grade. But I think this is Nick Saban's quote. But he describes mental toughness as the ability to endure discomfort, pain, and adversity without breaking. It's about showing up consistently at your best, even when circumstances are at their worst. Science calls this stress tolerance.
Hello?
Without losing focus or control. Studies in performance psychology reveal that those who develop mental toughness can maintain, get this boys, composure, adapt quickly to challenges, sustain high levels of performance over time, but mental toughness isn't just a trait you're born with. It's a skill you can build with, and that's my point. Mm-hmm. And if you put out these garbage narratives, it takes away from that piece, which sets this Kansas City Chiefs team apart, especially the 24 version.
Hey, when you go after Adam Schefter, would you just let us know so we can bring the camera over and get that up on the Insta? Because we'll get a lot of followers if you and Schefter have a nice little, you know, brouhaha in media row. Because he's the one, I think, that everybody finally went, all right, you're supposed to be a respected voice in the NFL, and now you're wading into the shallow end here.
Well, Florio may be first on the list.
Well, he's always up there. Yeah.
Yeah, but what he said about Pat in 2019.
Yep, I know. Going out and injuring him, right?
Yeah, injure Pat Mahomes. Do it when it's goal to go because it's only a half the distance penalty. And I saw him, and I was like 10 minutes over. I was like, I'm going to go see the cat. And then, I don't know, I got diverted or somebody pulled me away. So this, yeah, Schefter would be next on the list. But if I'm handcuffed and carried out of there, it might create a problem. I'm just upset by it.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
It really is because it's a bad narrative.
It's a bad narrative because it takes away from greatness. Nate Burleson had the best response. He goes, you can hate him, right? That's what I said at the end of the game again. You can hate him, but you're experiencing greatness. And did they hate the Bulls like this in the 90s? Were the Lakers of the 2000s, the Shaq, Kobe Lakers? I don't remember that hatred. I remember the hatred of the Patriots maybe, but not like this. This is too weird. And I don't know why. Is it social media? Mm-hmm. Is it clickbait? But still, it's a phenomenon that, again, detracts from the Chiefs.
Well, this is also, too, the first real dynasty in sports that we've had in the social media era. So everybody has an opinion now, too.
Yeah, but to come up with false ones, well, you can't really. And I can pick out a play or hear what the stat that I gave you that caused the discussion both ways was the fact that that's over a year. That's a year's worth of data, 17 games. This isn't me looking through video of Philadelphia and finding three plays and go, see, here's a great example of how Philadelphia gets helped all the time by the officials.
All right, if you have a brown paper sack in your car, Mitch, why don't you go ahead and breathe into that? We can kind of calm down a little bit here. Let's talk about this game because there's a couple guys on that offensive line that could be in some danger of missing the game or at least not being close to either way, 75%. And those two guys have to stare across the line to Charles Omenihue and Chris Jones. That could really disrupt that man who wears 26 and Saquon Barkley.
Well, and that I've said this before, but Dusty, it bears repeating. I don't think there's a team in the league that has an 8-man rotation on the defensive front that the Chiefs have. And yes, Omenihue at the top, or Chris at the top of the list, Omenihue's such a weapon in the playoffs that Pinnell was awesome against Buffalo. He was awesome. You go back and watch the video, he was terrific. We know what Turk Wharton can do. Felix Anjudike-Uzama is improving by the week. Karlaftis in playoff George, like, beats everybody up. So you've got, again, and don't leave Derek Nnadi out of this equation, but to have eight guys of that talent and that quality rotating helps you against a running team. I'll tell you the other thing that helps the Chiefs in this game specifically is they just played, in my opinion, the Buffalo Eagles. And this week they're playing the Philadelphia Bills. There are so many similarities. The three teams, to me, that play alike with the level of quarterback that they have, Baltimore and now Buffalo. Buffalo changed even more back to what they were, or more towards Baltimore, and Philadelphia is the Buffalo of the NFC. And that helps your team because it's basically you're looking schematically at something very similar. You're not playing a four out. If you're playing Washington in this game, you got to redo a lot of stuff in the way you go into your game plan. For Spags, there's a lot of stuff he can use that he used against Buffalo, at least in structure, that he can use this week against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And to me, that helps.
When you look at this game, Mitch, obviously you're not winning it this week, but the preparation, getting ready, all of that kind of stuff, you could lose it if you're not preparing this week the right way, right?
You know, I've learned this, to go to five of these games, and the COVID year doesn't count. We didn't go down until like the weekend, and that was just weird.
Yeah.
And we're playing at Tampa, and it just felt like a regular season game. So let's take the other four. And this is where Big Red's experience, and you guys were alluding to it before I got on the air with you, where Big Red's experience comes into play. Yeah, Philly has just been here. They were just here 2 years ago. But Andy, even at Super Bowl 54, where none of us had gone, Andy had gone before. He knew what the week before should look like and be like and why. Just like we treat OTAs with a sense of urgency, those April practices are, Andy, as a Wednesday game week practice. It's the same thing with a Super Bowl bye week. You have got to attack the week. The infrastructure that has to be in place, think about this. You guys, who's going to the game? You're an employee of the Chiefs. Who's going to the game? Who doesn't get to go to the game? And you've got to take care of all this stuff. Plus, it's basically moving your operation down there like training camp. And then you put your game plan in. So Tuesday of bye week is vitally important because it leads to Wednesday of bye week, which leads to Thursday, and now we're here on Friday. There's so much that has to be done today. If you wait until you get down to that circus that's going to hit you as soon as you walk off the plane, it's too late. And we have seen individual players in this game get swept away down the river. We've seen teams get blown away or coaches that go nuts in this game. Not Andy and this staff. They prepare this week. So you can't win the game this week, but you can definitely lose the game this week. And there's all kinds of instances in Super Bowl history of that very fact.
Mitch, I know you don't really like to do player comps every once in a while, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about 15 and, you know, what's the best, you know, version of him that's already happened? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Tiger Woods? Is it Derek Jeter? Like, what, when you see 15 play in these playoff games and everything slows down and he just kind of takes over, what's the comparison you have for that?
You know, I gave this comparison a long time ago, and then I heard Damian Woody use it on a reel, but I was using it a long time ago. But it's the fact that this Tiger Woods is in his prime before Benny's Waitresses, going down the 18th fairway wearing the red shirt, the Nike shirt on Sunday. That's Pat. Because Pat will birdie 17 and 18, and Josh Allen's Phil Mickelson. That's just what it feels like to me. Because you have an individual player. Now, I mean, there's Michael, but the fact that Patrick, his playoff numbers are so astounding compared to everyone, including Brady's, that he's by himself. And he's Tiger walking down on the 18th fairway getting ready to win the Masters for a third year in a row. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this one before we get ready to get out of here. Andy Reid leaving Philadelphia. We kind of talked about it in our last segment, and I was listening to some Philadelphia stations, and they have some 20-year-olds on the station. They're like, I barely remember Andy Reid being here and all that kind of stuff. We're getting to that point, Mitch, which I think I told you about probably 2 years ago. We're getting to that point now where there's going to be rookies in the NFL who have no idea that Andy Reid was ever a coach of a Philadelphia Eagle team because, you know, if guys are coming into the league at 20, 21 years old, they were, what, 7, 8, 9 when Andy was in Philadelphia? You don't have much memory from them. And I thought to myself, and maybe you guys are different, we kind of discussed it, is Philly parting with Andy Reid like the worst decision in sports history?
Man, it's up there. You know what's cool is he won 130 games in 14 years with Philadelphia and 10 playoff wins.
Right.
And think of all the crap he took. Couldn't win the big one, time management, blah, blah, blah. Good regular season coach, can't win in the postseason. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, he's won 143 games in 12 years, and he's won, 18 playoff games, 19. Pat's won 15, 16. He's won 18 playoff games, 19. Anyway, the point is, he has done more here in 12 years than he did in 14 in Philadelphia. Let me tell you who respects him more than anybody in the realm of the Philadelphia Eagle family. Former players. They know.
Yep.
Those Eagles former players will show up even around our stuff because they love the dude. And they know what he did for them. And Philadelphia ought to put him by the Rocky statue because for 14 years, he won that division 8 times. He turned Philadelphia into a consistent winner, not a blip on the screen. He changed the Eagles franchise. And they don't give him enough credit for that. But thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we all know what Andy did here because he has absolutely changed not only our franchise, he's changed the region and the city. People think differently now about the Chiefs Kingdom in Kansas City than they did before Andy got here. He's turned them into a historic winner, us into a historic winner. So, and you know what? What's interesting, and this will come out, I think, and that Andy needed us as much as we needed Andy. That had reached its end in Philadelphia. And when they lost Garrett when Andy and Tammy and the family lost Garrett during the training camp, that was our rock bottom, the Belcher murder-suicide. It was just so brutal and terrible that you've got to move on and maybe look at something else. And I just love it that Andy and Tammy came here. They made a decision over 6 other franchises to come here and say, this is where we'll plant the next turn of our life. And it's turned out not only great for us, it's turned out great for them. Because now the perception of Andy Reid isn't, oh, he can't win the big game, good regular season coach. The perception of Andy Reid is, we need to probably put him on Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches. And that happened in Kansas City. And that's just awesome, in my opinion.
No doubt about it, Mitch. We appreciate the time, and I'm going to do my best to
stay focused, Dusty.
I promise I will, and not to peak too early. So, Mitch, have a great call at Super Bowl 59, and hopefully we can talk to you live next week in New Orleans.
That's it, Dusty. Think cold thoughts.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Silver Sun Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Sun Eye Center.
brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. On the other side, we'll get into the brothers of the NFL and who ranks the best of all time. And I'll go get some cold ice water for my lap. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.